The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Like the rest of the world, I spent the week after the inauguration waiting for the other shoe to drop. What made me curious, though, is along with the keys to the White House, what cool Secret Sam stuff does Donald Dorito Dust get to know about? Well, thanks to the internet, there are no secrets anymore, and thanks to Politico magazine, we have a handy-dandy shortlist of super classified things at the president's disposal. That includes the kill list, a fairly new power where the Prez gets to sign off on Predator and Reaper drone strikes on specific enemies of the state. Afterwards, the chief and VP can watch the actual footage taken from the drone itself. Don't tell me Donald won't want to try that out. Keep your eyes on the skies, Alec Baldwin. More than secret or even top secret, the Commander-in-Chief is privy to special access programs, which are the super-duper secrets, like Angela Merkel's telephone conversations. The name's Trump, but you can call me 001. Yes, secret agents are real, and Donald will know who is on the payroll, including foreign leaders who have been paid off. Of course, there's the nukes. Let's hope he doesn't want to play with his new football. There are spy satellites and secret aircraft. Nevada's Area 51 is still in use and highly classified. Some flying stuff we'll never know about is parked and tested here. And if Trump can't contain himself, which he can't, we just may find out if there are any aliens under wraps. And there's secret law, policy decisions on national security that even Congress doesn't know about, kind of like the Donald's tax returns. The two most recent presidents received weekly counterterrorism reports. Obama preferred to pore over the threat matrix on Tuesday afternoons, which the White House called Terror Tuesdays. Not sure what the dress code is on Terror Tuesdays. And the list rounds out with a pervy peek into the personal lives of world leaders and fellow Americans, courtesy of the FBI, who I'm sure will be spending a lot of time looking the other way until the big guy dishes the dirt in a hail of tweets. So much for secrecy. My name's Cal Coat, and we've uncovered some intriguing new music, from the grasslands to the big cities in China, making its way to Western ears for the very first time, courtesy of a new compilation on Riverboat Records. From Lost in China, here's Good Girl, another debut for you from World Beat Canada.
北京土生土长，说话却是港台腔。那不要了啦，他爱听个口水歌，上个八卦网，有事儿没事儿QQ忙。他就闲来没事儿逛商场，哎，选完珠宝选时装，那个生活品质要高档，于是最近紧跟上。
上农庄，走在大街上，色香水扑鼻香。他爱着北京，太平盛世景象，蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸蒸
娘，我爱我的好姑娘，我的好姑娘最爱这名利场，白天奔波苦，夜晚应酬忙，泡吧蹦迪宵夜完事再去 K 歌房，总而言之言而总之要折腾到天亮，我的好姑娘你要找对象，管他人品怎么样，只要有车又有房，地位响当当，资产乌泱泱，保定他要一跺脚，那这儿就震得慌哎，
这儿就震得慌哎。姑娘漂亮，摇摇摆 摆，国际友人身边晃，这面子是鱼呀，钱是熊掌，他们笑贫不笑娼，可欲望还在蹭蹭长，兜里头仍然空荡荡，原配小三齐登场，那个亲子鉴定那叫忙。
亲子鉴定那就忙， 就别整脸庞哎，
就别整脸庞哎。真的慌哎，
这就真的慌哎，我的好姑娘，
没事街上逛，身材挺修长，穿着真时尚，你还别在她身边晃，她骂你臭流氓，你要看都不看，咱心里又气得慌哎，
我的好姑娘，
自以为挺漂亮，就是下巴有点长，有点塌鼻梁，眼睛有点小，牙齿有点黄，我说这话你不服气，你就别整脸庞哎，
就别整脸庞哎。
El baile suena la tambora y ambiente. Sube el volumen que se arma un vacilón, una farranda. Siempre que suena la banda, repica el cuero el tambor. Suena alegre, suena mejor. Yeah, repica el cuero el tambor. Suena alegre, suena mejor.
Se fue la luz,
from Miami with a guest appearance by Chuck Quibtown. That is Locos Por Juana from Carib and Se Fue La Luz, or The Power Went Out. Before that, music from China. That was from a new compilation disc called Lost in China. This is Turbo Street Funk from Toronto with an ode to New Orleans. Never been to New Orleans on World Beat Canada.
Been down to New Orleans, gonna shake hands with the Zulu Queen. Haven't met that big chief, no one's bought us drinks on Bourbon Street. People telling me, man, you should go. I smile and tell them I ain't got the dough. Take me home to where jazz was born, down on Basin Street. If we ever get down to the Big Easy, we'll deck ourselves out with some old Greek. We heard that you can get what you want, as long as Lucky Mojo is all yours to blow. People telling me, man, you should go. I smile and tell them I ain't got the dough. Take me home to where jazz was born, down on Basin Street. Live out our dreams, play a tip of Tina's. Music with the best, learn it the hard way. People telling me, man, you should go. I smile and tell them I ain't got the dough. Take me home to where jazz was born. I said, take me home, home to where jazz was born.
Jazz was born.
Take me home,
home
to where jazz was born.
Jazz was born down on Basin Street.
Vibe Alive in February, Juno World Music Award winner Kike Escamilla, unique talent who holds to the traditions of heavyweights like Bob Marley and Manu Chao, according to the CBC. Caravan World Rhythms presents him in concert at Gilt & Co. No. 1 Alexander in Vancouver, February 3rd. The Vancouver Folk Music Festival presents Kobo Town with guests Saturday, February 4th at the Biltmore Cabaret. In the world of Kobo Town, calypso, roots, reggae, and acoustic instrumentation meet innovative production techniques, social commentary, and indie rock attitude. For tickets and more information, check out thefestival.bc.ca. And celebrate music with Real Chutzpah. The Chutzpah Festival hits Vancouver February 16th to March 13th, February 23rd at the Norman Rothstein Theater. It's the 30th anniversary tour of world-renowned and Grammy-winning superstars, the Klutzmatics. Israeli-U.S. band Marbin perform at the Biltmore Cabaret with Vancouver's own Minghua opening up. That's March 3rd. The complete calendar of events is yours to peruse at chutzpahfestival.com. Vancouver Bhangra Beaters and Karma have a brand new single out. It's called She Kills, and it slays. Put your thumbs to work and text us at 983-983, code word FEVER, with your name for a chance to win a pair of tickets April 5th to Tanarawan and Dengue Fever at the Chan Center. That's going to be a heck of a show. We hit the airwaves at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio, at CIRH Radio in Vancouver, roundhouseradio.com. This is World Beat Canada. My name's Cal Coat.
दिल मेरा आए, दिल मेरा आए, दिल मेरा आए, नखरे दे ओ दे मेनू मारे मुकाया है, मारे मुकाया है, मारे मुकाया है, हार दी कुड़ी दे उते दिल मेरा आए, नखरे दे ओ दे मेनू मारे मुकाया, जो तो नच दी के दे 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 जे हच दी दे दे उते कट कर दी, कट कर दी, ओ दी चढ़ के जवानी सारे मुंडिया नू होली होली किल कर दी, किल कर दी, जो तो नच दी के दे 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 जे हच दी दे दे उते कट कर दी, कट कर दी, चढ़ती जवानी सारे मुंडिया ने हौली हौली किल कर दी, किल कर दी, किल कर दी, पैरां दे विच छड़के झांझर, कन्ना दे विच चमके चुमका, लख लारे खांदा तेरा आशिका दे दिल नू ठगदा, किवें ओनू दस दिल ओहदे उत्ते आया है, ओहदे उत्ते आया है, ओहदे उत्ते आया है, ओहदी आया दमा मैनू मार मुकाया है, मार मुकाया है, मार मुकाया है, किवें ओनू दस दिल ओहदे उत्ते आया है, ओहदी आया दमा मैनू मार मुकाया, जदों नचदी के दे 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 जे हसदी दे दिल उत्ते कट कर दी, कट कर दी, ओहदी चढ़दी जवानी सारे मुंडिया नू हौली हौली किल कर दी, किल कर दी, जदों नचदी के दे दे विच हसदी ते दिल उत्ते कट कर दी, कट कर दी, ओहदी चढ़दी जवानी सारे मुंडिया नू हौली हौली किल कर दी, किल कर दी, किल कर दी, किल कर दी।
This is Balkan Beatbox, and you're listening to the Beat of the World on World Beat Canada Radio.
When I get up and go, and I need some more. When I get up and go, when I get up and go, when I get up and go, when I get up and go,
cause I've been here for
long time ago,
and I came here just
to let you know
that I got it all,
and I need some more. Set the floor.
Give me all in emotion.
On the floor.
Get my knee
and I'm gonna grow.
Get a kung-fu.
What she got to say?
Get a pretty.
But she's got a way.
She's black and a white.
And I she great.
Get a kung-fu.
What she got to say?
Get a pretty.
But she's got a way.
She's black and a white.
But I she great.
Girl.
Balkan Beatbox and the other band featured on that track, Awa, a group of three Israeli sisters, were featured at previous Chutzpah festivals here in Vancouver. You never know what kind of great music you're going to discover at that festival. It's Balkan Beatbox's fifth album, which is called Shout It Out, and Kum Kum featuring Awa. When I first heard the Kinks, it kind of blew my mind. I'd never heard anything quite so punk before. The raw guitar riffs on All Day and All of the Night, and of course the monster, You Really Got Me. Here is Toots Hibbert from Toots and the Maytals with You Really Got Me, your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada.
So I don't
Togolese Afrobeat from Washington, D.C., a new album called Condona, that was Alike, and The Conversation. That conversation is straight ahead, as a matter of fact. We're going to talk Afrobeat with Georges Cooling from Camaro 67. That's next. This is World Beat Canada Radio. It's great to have you along, as always. This is going to be a fun ride. My name is Cal Coat. The Ford Mustang may have launched the era of the pony car, but the 67 Camaro perfected it. Timeless design, powerful and cool as hell. Vancouver's Camaro 67 couldn't have chosen better for their moniker. The style is classic Afrobeat and Afro-funk. 10 of the city's seasoned players provide the seat of your pants power, captured on a terrific debut, Burn Rubber, Not Your Soul. Keyboardist Georges Cooling joins us with more on the sweet ride. Congratulations to you and the band, Georges.
Thank you.
What I love about big Vancouver bands is they never really seem to go away. Camaro 67 kind of morphed out of another great powerhouse, Miami Device. Is that kind of like reincarnation?
Yeah, well, we had a few changeover in members, and some guys in the previous band, Miami Device, wanted to do some solo projects, and then basically a handful of us kind of wanted to keep going in the same kind of style of music, so we kind of revamped the band a little bit and got some new guys on board, and Camaro 67 kind of what evolved out of that.
If there's a music style that has enjoyed a resurgence, it's the classic Afrobeat of Fela Kuti and Tony Allen. I mean, from Anti-Ballast to Budo's Band to any number of big, badass Afrobeat bands springing up around the world. What's your take on that rhythm, and why is it so popular still?
Well, for myself, just kind of the first time I heard that music, it just kind of fell in love with it right away. I mean, you can't help but the move and groove, and I mean, I haven't really met anyone that has listened to it that says they don't like it. So, yeah, I don't really know what it is, but it's just kind of feel good music. And I think once you're exposed to it, kind of just want to get more of it.
On the album, Burn Rubber, Not Your Soul, great title, by the way, certain individuals enjoy writing credits. So does one person bring a completed work to the band and you guys flesh out the arrangements? How does that all work?
When we started getting together and jamming a little bit, yeah, kind of each member would kind of bring in an idea, and we'd kind of hash it out. Some tunes would be more composed than others. Some guys might bring in kind of a full arrangement and we just play it out and kind of work out some parts, and others would be kind of, you know, one horn idea and kind of build it from there. But yeah, kind of, it'll start from an idea from one of the members, and we kind of grow it out from there.
World Beat Canada is on the air with Georges Cooling from Camaro 67. Catch them at Performance Works on Granville Island for the annual Winterruption Festival with special guest Big Fate. That's February 17th, and it's a great venue to see a band like Camaro 67. Keep up to date with their calendar of concerts at Camaro67Music.com. I saw you guys this past summer in the sunshine at David Lamb Park during Jazz Fest, and you were on fire. Any other memorable moments that you can think of so far?
Well, the David Lamb Park, those concerts are definitely a lot of fun, and it's just genuine. Usually it's sunny out. Which is always good, and a lot of people come out for those. So those are always a treat. We also got the opportunity to play at the Vogue this summer, opening for the Alpha Blondie.
Oh, I saw that. That was a great show.
Yeah, that was certainly a treat as well. So those two were kind of the highlights of the summer.
Are you planning on touring at all, or...?
Right now it's kind of a season to be applying for summer festivals, so we're getting those applications out.
Yeah, and we hope to see you on our World Beat stage at the Dragon Boat Festival this year as well.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun too.
Are you all music school guys?
There's a mix in the band. Actually, a number of us went to Vancouver Community College.
Right.
Where we kind of, myself and James Baldwin, one of the guitar players, we met there at the same time, and then Brendan Krieg, the drummer, he's at BCC as well, but he was there a few years before James and I attended. and Tim Stars, our tenor sax player, he was actually a CCP as well. He was kind of in and out while I was there. And Kevin Taylor, trombonist, he did a stint at CCP as well, kind of in the jazz orchestra there. And I can't think who else was there. Our other saxophonist, Dan Shook, I believe he went to UBC. And then, and then a couple of the other guys, Oliver Gibson, a guitarist, is mostly self-taught. But for the most part, we're all kind of schooled.
What can you tell us about Knuckle Duster Music?
Knuckle Duster Music, so that's my production company. So in addition to playing keyboards, I kind of do recording and production and film compositions.
Cool.
So as far as for the album that got recorded, I did all the mixing and mastering and a bit of additional recording.
Oh, good for you, man. You've got good ears. It sounds great.
Thank you.
We should really hear something from the disc. Thanks a lot for this and for your time, and congratulations to the band. Pass that along for us. Let's wrap this one up with one for the road. Can you set up the road for us?
Yeah, so it's a tune called The Road, written by trombonist Kevin Tang. It's a nice little 12-8 number, so I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
Sarigama, Sarigama Pada. Sarigama, Sarigama, Sarigama Pada.
Flirting with a weird mix of Western and Eastern musical elements, and their record label is called Cowboys and Indian. Go figure. Bombay Ricky and their album Sinophonia, and we heard Bombay 5-0. One for the road from Camaro 67. My thanks to Georges and the rest of the band, and look forward to seeing them at our World Beat stage this summer. Part of traditional Basque music is the use of something called a zalaparta. It's like a wood plank, and they use it as percussion. And Crystal Fighters are a British band who went to the Basque region, fell in love with the music, and started making their own concoction of traditional Basque sounds mixed into synth pop. We've got Champion Sound straight ahead on World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Cote.
Hello, this is Crystal Fighters.
You've discovered music without borders or boundaries
on World Beat Canada Radio.
Jaws I could, with jaws I could take the choice I took to take the choices out of your hands and put them in my hands. And it's all good, yeah, it's all good. I got the bag, got the books, give the town goodbye. With no bad feelings, no heart broke, hit the road. And so I moved to England and started seeing what we're doing. Still doing everything we want. And maybe one day we'll go to rehab or back to Argentina. It's not that far away any day now. Let's hope that someday I'll play my concertina to an arena full of people, or I'll dream my life away, dreaming of the day. When I find my girl, love will be amazing. Champion sound. When I find my girl, love will be amazing. Champion sound. When I find my girl, love will be amazing.
It's not that far away in a day now. Let's hope that someday I'll play my concertina to an arena full of people, or dream my life away, dreaming of the day I would find my love to be a. When I see her, I'ma say yeah. I'm on my hope, she say yeah. And what I'm trying to say is that someday, when I find my girl, love will be amazing. Champion sound. When I find my girl, love will be amazing. Champion sound.
Shake a
Slap bass from Cameroonian bass player Richard Bono, who explores Afro-Cuban rhythms on Joko Joko. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyre Communications. Our last spin will take us through the desert heat waves in Arizona from the album Garden Ruin and Calexico with a letter to Bowie Knife. But our last word goes to Franklin D. Roosevelt, who said, "The point in history at which we stand is full of promise and danger. The world will either move forward toward unity and widely shared prosperity, or it will move apart."
Every day on my way home, the clouds would break and the angels would sing their refrain. This world.
Communications.